Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We have a really special guest who just stopped by our broadcast site here at the Presbyter, Louisiana Supreme Court Chief Justice John Weimer is with us. And Chief Justice, it's an honor to have you on our show. Thank you for stopping by and agreeing to be with us.
Thank you very much, Scoop. My father always said to say Weimer instead of Weimer. I have a lot of cousins that are Weimers, and my father always said that when you're rich and educated, you're Weimer, and when you're ignorant and poor, you're a Weimer. And then I would never,
you're a Weimer.
Never be able to change.
I'm sorry that I mispronounced your name, John Weimer. You were a volunteer firefighter in Thibodaux at the time of Katrina. Tell me about your memories.
And still a volunteer fireman in
Thibodaux.
Still? Yes.
You're the Supreme Court Chief Justice, and you're still a volunteer firefighter?
Yeah, I don't. We've kind of distinguished our personnel. We have firefighters. They go into the burning buildings.
Okay.
And firemen and women. And we don't go into the burning buildings
okay.
anymore, although I've spent my fair share of time going into burning buildings decades ago. You and I had the opportunity to meet probably half a century ago when you were
That's
in
possible.
Radio. Yes. long time ago, just in passing.
All right. John, let's talk about Thibodaux and the time you were a volunteer firefighter there. Katrina hit Thibodaux really hard.
Thibodaux got hit hard, as did the entire region, but Thibodaux was more of a glancing blow. We were without electricity, but Thibodaux became kind of a staging area. Recall a month later, Rita came through and hit Thibodaux another glancing blow. But immediately after Katrina, people started being evacuated to the place that I'm very fond of, Harvard. That's, of course, Harvard on the Bayou, Nicholls State University in Thibodaux. And they were literally dropped off, I believe, somewhere between 12 and 24,000 people were literally dropped off at the university. And I've never been so proud of the community in which I reside. I've never been so proud of the university that I graduated from and taught at for many years. People in that area opened their hearts. They opened their homes. They opened their clothes closets. They opened their pantries and their freezers and began to accommodate people from New Orleans that were dropped off. And, you know, there's a cultural divide between Thibodaux and New Orleans. We're a small, rural community. New Orleans is the big city. That's an hour away. But that didn't matter at that point in time. They accommodated everyone. Some stayed for a short period of time. Others stayed through the balance of the semester that, of course, started much later, and literally lived on the campus. The president at Nichols at that time was Dr. Stephen Holbert, who was not from here. And he and I had a chance to talk just a day or so ago. And he said it was the most remarkable thing. He's been a university president all over the country. And he said, I've never, ever seen a place so special as Thibodeau and Nichols and how they responded to this situation. Also, coincidentally, I was in Lafayette the other day, spoke to the Bar Association from Lafayette, and a young attorney came up to me and introduced himself to me, Lieutenant Lance Beal. He had just finished officer training in the National Guard and was assigned to Nichols. And he quickly realized and told his soldiers that this is not a military operation. This is a humanitarian operation. My wife, who is an absolutely magnificent cook, helped stand up a kitchen. The Thibodeau Volunteer Fire Department came in and set up a command center there that was fully contained. Thibodeau has an all-volunteer fire department, reputed to be the largest in the world. But they don't fight fires like volunteers. They have more equipment, and they're the most professional firefighters that you'll meet anywhere. They had these large fans that we used to extract smoke from burning buildings. They were able to flip the fans and blow cool air into the gymnasiums at Nichols, where that these people were being housed in. It was one of the most remarkable stories that anyone would see anywhere. And it's not, you know, this is probably the first time that someone's really talking about it at this level. But I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to say a little bit about my hometown and the university I attended.
I would love for you to tell me from your perspective, why are we that way? Why is Thibodeau that way? What makes us this way? I mean, we're all part of the same country, but all across this country, people are different. And there is something very different about the people here. Why?
Well, when you reflect on the culture, a lot of people were kicked out of parts of the world and ended up here. There's a lot of Cajun people or people that have Cajun heritage in our area. And when they were kicked out, they ended up with next to nothing and made a home here. And I think it's that sense of being outcast that they know how difficult and challenging that is, and they don't want to see others go through what they went through. And there's a joy of life. There is, you know, often criticism of us for not being appropriately educated, but I promise you, the ability to survive in any environment, the ability to not be so book smart, but to be smart outside of bookwork, and the ability to adapt, I think, is just a remarkable tribute of the people of the area that I come from and throughout Louisiana.
And it seems like each generation teaches the new generation how to do that, how to be that way. And if violence begets violence, then conversely, we could suggest that generosity begets generosity, that it's a, sure, it's a learned behavior.
Well, you know, I really, this has been just so coincidental and remarkable. What are the odds that I go speak to the Lafayette Bar and that the lieutenant that was, you know, charged with being at Nichols and supervising this was sent with military people and came to the conclusion that, and this was before General Honoré came to Louisiana and said, put your damn guns down or something to that effect. I can't say exactly what he said on the radio. But he told everybody to put their guns down. And this young lieutenant, fresh out of training, there was nothing in the books that they gave him to account for what they were doing. And people figured out how to survive. The fire department is just remarkable. They were contacting volunteer firemen from all over the region and say, look, what you got in your freezer? What can you cook? What can you bring over? Because firemen historically are pretty good cooks. And every day somebody showed up from somewhere with something to eat. Now, one funny story, if I may.
Please.
This guy shows up one day and there was nothing to eat. And he says, I've got some, he was a Cajun guy from, I think, Pierre Port, if I'm not mistaken. He says, I got some Nutriret Coubillon. And I said, all right, well, we're going to go ahead and rebrand that, if you don't mind.
Okay.
We're going to call it Chicken Coubillon, all white meat.
Yeah.
And everybody enjoyed the meal, and some people wanted the recipe. Said it's the best chicken I ever had.
Oh, my God. That's a great story. I have a hard time whenever we talk about this. I have a hard time with the idea of eating nutria, but I hear it's not bad if prepared properly.
Well, I've had it, and it's not my first choice.
Yeah.
But, you know, after a situation like Katrina, when everybody is deprived of food for days on end.
Yeah.
There was a group of firemen that and I went to Algiers here across the river, and there were people being taken off the rooftops of their homes in St. Bernard and Blackmans and left on the ferry landing on the levee with nothing to eat. And they had had hot dogs that day in Thibodaux, so whatever was left over we took to bring. And you couldn't call anybody. You couldn't text anybody.
Right,
for us.
Right.
So we went there. They wouldn't let us off the bridge without bulletproof vests on.
Wow.
When I got to the first roadblock, handed the guards, the National Guardsman there, my credentials as a Supreme Court Justice. And I could tell they were somewhat puzzled. And so I said, I'm Justice John Weimer. And one of them said, Justin who? And I said, no, not Justin, I'm a judge. Well, they went from perplexed to absolutely baffled. And one of them said, hey, bro, you a fireman? And I had a Thibodaux Volunteer Fireman's T-shirt on. And I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, I am. And that got us through the roadblock. So my hurricane prep consists of putting on all my fireman's T-shirts and fireman's caps, and now you just drive anywhere you want to go.
Great stories.
Without anybody stopping you. You know, in a lot of ways, I wish they were not stories. I wish none of that had happened,
right.
Of course. But you got to see the absolute very best of people. And other people disappointed you. And then there was another group of people that were almost zombie-like. They had lost everything. They had mental health issues. They had they lacked the means to get out or to go anywhere else, to do anything else. And but they were all taken care of in a welcoming way. We immediately got the churches involved at Nichols. And the lieutenant sent me a note about Bishop Sam Jacobs, who is still alive. And I sent the lieutenant's post that he did today. And I've shared it with Ian. And it's a remarkable story about his experience at Nichols. And I commend that to your reading pleasure. And I'm sure he wouldn't mind you reposting it.
Well, it's an honor to sit here with you and talk to you. Louisiana Supreme Court Chief Justice. And what a question of power. And yet I sense that you don't take that power for granted and don't abuse that power. But the decisions, the idea of being the judicial branch of government, making decisions about laws that are passed and situations, that is such an incredible service to our community.
Well, you're very, very kind, and I am not without human frailty, but I come from a blue-collar background. My father owned a service station. My mother died when I was 9 and left my dad to raise 5 kids from age 9 to 3, and we grew up working in that service station. And, there's a country song that says, look where you, what you've been through to see what you become. And I learned invaluable life lessons working in that service station. Virtue of honesty, the value of hard work, and how vitally important it is when you're operating a retail business to treat everyone, regardless of their station in life, with dignity and respect. And in retrospect, my father had the most diverse business at a time when people were excluded from coming into certain places. And I also learned how gratifying it is to be of service to others and helping other people. And I believe a judge, at the end of the day, is someone who assists society and people in society to resolve issues that they have between themselves that they cannot resolve.
You must be bothered by the politicization, the politics that comes into play now when it comes to judges in the judicial system, and the Supreme Court seems like it's a political entity now.
Well, I hope people don't believe that about the Louisiana Supreme Court, because I'm here to tell you that's not the case.
Good.
But I made a very principled decision, and we're getting a little bit off topic, but you raised the question. I am not a member of a political party, and that was a very principled decision that I made so many years ago. And I've run without being in a political party in the last couple of times that I ran for public office successfully. They're political parties. I've always proved that judges should not run in partisan elections. And if I'm going to preach that, then I should abide by what I'm preaching, right? And so I simply said, now if you invite me to a party, I'll be glad to join you.
I've had a few parties.
Yeah, and I'll be the first to come and the last to leave. But yeah, as long as you're feeding me, I'll probably stay for
that's
a while.
It's so refreshing to
hear
that.
I decided not to be in a political party. And a friend of mine, a dear friend, said, I appreciate what you're trying to do. You're trying to be in the middle, but the only thing in the middle of the road are yellow stripes and dead animals. Now, I thought he said that originally, but it apparently came from someone else.
Well, that might be what exists with the road. But when it comes to politics, I'm a radical moderate, and I don't belong to either party as well. And I think you can be in the middle, don't belong to either party. Fine. So let me ask you this. As a Supreme Court justice, are you or any of the justices ever tempted to, just robes go like commando?
I don't know what you refer to as commando, but no, I don't think. The people that I work with are serious-minded people that are elected to serve and to apply the law to the facts and not to legislate from the bench. And, that's our role in this state. We have a civil law system, and we're getting a little bit off topic, but...
I do have to get to a break here, but we're going over. But this has been just so interesting.
But our job is not to legislate from the bench. Our job is to law, particularly in our civil law system, legislature. Unless the law, we get a little wiggle room if the law is ambiguous, or here, and then we're given a little wiggle room, or it'd lead to an absurd result.
Yeah.
But unless that's the case. It's the legislature's to make the laws.
I would love to have another conversation with you because I could go on with you about the law and the judicial branch of governments, local and on the federal level. I could go on with you about that, and I would love to hear that conversation in contrast to what we see publicly with what's happening with our judicial system.
Well, I will be at Southeastern Louisiana University a little bit later this year, and a professor will be interviewing me, and it's going to be called A Chat with the Chief. And he's going to be exploring some of those issues, as I appreciate it, for the benefit of the students. So you're welcome to join us. And
okay. We're going to be in touch.
Yeah, if you want to do a live remote, I'm sure Southeastern would love to have you.
Well, we'll be in touch, and I'll find time to have you on to talk more about that. No, I was just referring to the idea that maybe under the robes, you know, you're pretty relaxed. You know, it's not as formal looking. It's not as formal as we might think.
No, we are all people at the end of the day.
Believe it or not, that's what I'm thinking.
And I had a group of students I spoke to about personal responsibility, respect for the law, consequences of inappropriate behavior. And this young lady put her hand up after I finished it. When I asked for any questions, she said, you know, you're the most important person I've ever met in my life. And I said, well, and I thought she was going to say, except when I met Britney Spears or something like that. And the teacher signaled me that she was being sincere. And I said, look, I'll concede and I'll admit and I'll acknowledge that I have a very important job, but I don't consider myself that important.
Yeah.
And I'm very, very serious about the work that I do.
I think that's an attribute. So please don't change. And we'll talk again soon.
Well, if I can just mention one last thing, and I talked to Newell about this the other day. We are putting together a summit on truancy. And if anybody is interested, they can go to the Supreme Court website. And this will be September 8th. In Alexandria. Truancy is a problem in Louisiana. I've advocated that we can do better. There's a lot being done. There's a lot of concerned people.
Yeah.
And Scoot, I can't believe this, but we got close to 400 people registered for the summit about truancy.
So I'm going to do the best I can to promote that, but I've got to get to a break here.
Sure.
Louisiana Supreme Court Chief Justice John Weinberg, thank you so much for being with us. It's an honor to sit across from you, sir.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I listen to you fairly frequently.
Thank you very much. I'm Scoot. We are live from the Presbyterian just across from Jackson Square, presented by Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser and Louisiana State Museums, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.